Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, and UK Health Radio. Neurosurgery, life, business coach. We've got a great doubleheader. Dr. Joe Maroon, Pittsburgh Steeler and the Wrestling Association World's neurosurgeon, a concussion expert, author, a numerous Ironman triathlete, returns along with Brian McNally, who's an entrepreneur, an author, speaker, and a business life coach. I think he also just competed in an MMA event. We'll have to ask him how he did. Then the sports doctor's in with some upcoming guests, topics, emails. Dr. Joe Maroon, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
My great pleasure to be with you again, Dr. Bob.
I know you're still celebrating with that incredible victory these last couple of days. The whole experience of where you've got, what's his name, that quarterback playing for you guys?
Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. And give us some background on yourself, your involvement, of course, in the sports world and the brain challenges, neurosurgery.
Well, my introduction to the sports world really began at Indiana University where I played football at IU. And as you know,
You're still celebrating.
We're still celebrating, and we're going to celebrate a little bit more in a couple of weeks. But they were the losingest team in the history of football, and I contributed to many of those losses. However, it's time now to celebrate when they're more.
Hey, come
than
on, Bobby Knight couldn't have taken all the glory. You know what I mean? We need to share it.
So I knew Bobby well.
For those who follow college sports, this is quite a story. I'm a Louisville fan. Even though, again, I'm a New Yorker, still practicing my New York accent.
Like Coach Cignetti says, it'd be a great movie, and I'm sure it will be.
Yes. How long have you been in the world of the NFL?
I've been in the world of the NFL for 40 years. I was the first neurosurgeon appointed by the Steelers, Coach Chuck Nolan and Dan Rooney, about 4 years ago.
Great champions, and the revolution of all aspects of concussion. I've had experts on from all over the world. As you know, you're one of them. In the world of concussion, where it used to be, how many fingers? Oh, go back in to this tremendous move forward in so many ways. And being part of the NFL, you know, with all of that pressure in so many ways on who was recognizing it and who wasn't, man, that had to be an interesting challenge, Dr. Joe.
Well, it was a challenge, and the challenge came from Coach Chuck Knoll about 30 years ago when I told him that the starting quarterback couldn't play against the Cowboys the next week because he had a concussion. And he said, why not? I said, because the guidelines say he can't play. He needs a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks. Well, why not 1 week? Why not 4 weeks, Maroon? And he said, I want objective data if you want me to keep somebody out of a game. So I went to Mark Lovell, a neuropsychologist, brilliant neuropsychologist, and we devised a test called the IMPACT test, immediate post-athletic cognitive testing. And this was introduced as a way to determine when an athlete can return to play. He took a baseline neurocognitive test evaluating his memory, processing of information, and he had to get back to the baseline.
Being able to identify these things on the sideline is a whole other story when you're talking about the immediacy, you know, whether it's the athletic trainer or the team doctor who's got to be able to identify the whole world of treatment. Again, a lot of the excitement. One of my frequent guests over the years with the help of all the Wounded Warriors Hillary Loftus talking about hyperbaric oxygen 5-6 years ago, maybe longer when she was first on, and talking about the interest in the concussion world and the idea of, brain health has become such a big deal. And you've been in the middle of that. Have you found that helpful in the post-concussion treatment world, the hyperbaric oxygen?
Yeah, we definitely use it now. And we found that, as I mentioned, the most important thing in the concussion world is you don't go back into the game while you're still suffering a concussion. And that's why we've done 25 million tests now with the impact test to prevent the recurrent headache injuries. But when it does occur, when you do have a concussion and a post-concussion syndrome and vestibular ocular therapy and other forms of therapy are exhausted, hyperbaric oxygen therapy can, I've had parents come back and say, you've given me my son back or you've given me my daughter back after having emotional disturbances, inability to recall, memory problems, can't function in school, photophobia, all of these things.
Well,
it's
the bottom
possible.
Line, of course, is, you know, the bottom line is there's no safe football, period. There's no safe tackle football at any level.
Well, there's no safe riding a bicycle. There's no safe riding a skateboard.
Yes, that's one of the
interesting
comparisons.
There's a lot of things that aren't safe, Dr.
Made.
Bob.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of the interesting comparisons that's been made. Now, of course, if you're involved in the wrestling world, then you've also got another really challenge with these great athletes. You know, everybody's bigger, faster, stronger, and the attention to some of these factors becomes such a big deal. And when you're part of a multi-billion-dollar industry, and, you know, Dr. Joe, you got to get him better yesterday. How's your sports psychology skills, Dr. Joe?
I work on them daily.
Right. You know, again, the youth sports is such a big deal, is such a challenge today. And the idea, whether it's parents and or coaches, and the interaction that a team doctor has to have with family members or teammates. And that's I think we've made a lot of progress in that area, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said the first responsibility of a physician is to prevent disease. If
yes.
that be impossible to cure it, and that be impossible to relieve pain. So the whole, it all begins with prevention. And so how do you prevent it? Number one, you proper conditioning, proper exercises, physical fitness. Number two, you make the game safer by improving the equipment, like has happened in the NFL and other sports with improvements in helmet technology. And then the rules changes have made a huge difference in terms of unnecessary and egregious hits and things of this nature.
Yes.
So,
and what's it like, Dr.
Prevention.
Joe, to be able to think back yourself physically as a football player and then think about all these years later, you've experienced all of them. We're so much bigger, so much faster, so much stronger athletes, both male and female. It's been an amazing situation. Again, now there's a tremendous amount of emphasis on high performance and what we call on the sports doctor, again, the mental game, which is all aspects of training some of these different skills. And that's got to be the... Joe, do I have you?
Yeah, I for some reason I went blank.
Okay,
for a minute.
Yeah, I thought we... Radio, my friend. Did you hear the question about the resolution of these physical aspects of athletes, bigger, faster, stronger?
Yeah, the mental aspect of it?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, with the professional individuals who are sports psychologists and you know, how do you reach peak performance, both mentally and physically? And it's obviously very multifactorial in terms of your training, your coaching,
yes.
coaching mentally and coaching physically.
It's interesting how, again, the importance of nutrition, you've experienced it. Again,
sure.
as being, now I have sports pharmacists on the show. We're talking about everything from supplements, again, to all sorts of nutritional aspects. You remember when the pregame meal maybe was a cheeseburger and some fries, right?
Yeah, well,
with or without
again.
Ketchup.
with or without ketchup. But you're correct. I mean, in terms of you getting adequate protein, the right supplements, omega-3 yes. fatty acids, all of these things.
Yes, but there absolutely is the same amount of attention in the mental game. The idea, I worked with sports psychologists for years when Eric Soderholm, the great White Sox player, in the late 70s, he had a hypnotist with him, and the sports thought he was out of his mind. It ended up he was just 25 years ahead of time when it came to, you know, training the systems and overall brain health. I think teams is paying much more attention to that aspect also, wouldn't you say?
Well, there's no question. You know, you remind me of Proverb, I think it's Proverb 23, as a man thinketh, so he shall be. So
bingo.
It's getting your thoughts in a positive direction, confidence, building confidence in yourself, which comes from practice and repetition.
Yes, and post-injury, you know, one of my frequent guests, Robert Andrews, founded the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He worked with the Simone Biles, that whole world, with his wall of gold medals. But his specialty now is dealing with athletes in recovery from injury. It's become
yeah.
such a major area. The mental side of watching your career maybe flash before your eyes or all these things, I'm sure that's been an experience you've had a million different times. And it's great to see attention again being paid to all aspects of the so-called mental game.
Well, you know, I, as a neurosurgeon, I'm very interested in neuroplasticity. And as the physiologist said, neurons that fire together wire together.
Yes.
So that
well, do you believe hyperbaric oxygen is a weapon in that area?
I don't think it's a weapon. I think it's a very great facilitator.
I mean, a tool.
A tool. Yeah. I think it's an excellent tool. So what does hyperbaric oxygen do to the brain? It does several things. Number one, it's anti-inflammatory. And when you have a concussion or a head injury, there's a significant
inflammatory response. That's right.
Number
we were saying enhance healing, being an anti-inflammatory is a great direction.
By increasing blood flow, vascular endothelial growth factor. And it also enhances neuroplasticity.
Yeah, that's a key word that means so much in the world of healing when we're talking again about the brain. And maybe through you, I can get Sanjay Gupta to come on the Sports Doctor. What do you think, Dr. Joe?
he's a wonderful friend, a great doctor,
yes,
a great educator.
You know, the world of are you still involved in the world of Ironman? And how much running and triathlete are you doing?
Well, I'm an octogenarian now, Dr. Bob. So
yes,
I've gone from Ironman
to 10 I'm heading that way. I'll call you after next week. I'm heading that way, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I've done 8 Ironman races, but I'm
wow.
It's a little beyond me at this point. So
yes.
I've gone from
Ironman to 10 man. Are you still running?
Yeah, I'm still competitive, and I won my age group recently.
Wow!
But I was the
you
only one in my age group.
Yes. The ability to, you know, live longer, better. Again, you know, whether we're talking, my whole world has been orthotics over the years. Enhanced alignment, stability, performance. I'm sure you're familiar from A to Z in that scenario.
Yeah.
The role of the foot is key in any sport. And sometimes, again, we'll see that, you know, the more information, the better. But where we have Lou Vickery pitched for the Yankees, when Whitey Ford was his pitching coach, and he would play. He had a show called Lou of the Morning down in the Panhandle. I'd show up once a month. We would talk the sports doctors in. But he talked about the overuse and all of these injury problems and dealing with these things mentally and how it was hopefully getting more and more attention. I'm sure the surgical techniques have improved dramatically over your career.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the podiatrists and the specialists in foot and ankle injuries in sports medicine are key, obviously.
Yes. How about the world of brain surgery, where you're dealing with the, you know, eventually, are we going to be able to identify CTE eventually sometime in the future
yes.
of pre-mortality?
Yes, I'm confident that that will be the case. And
boy, will that be special.
The Chuck Noll Foundation in Pittsburgh is a foundation that supports research in that regard, protecting the brain and spinal cord, and particularly in sports. And there are some studies going on now that are very exciting, identifying
where
the brain changes
go,
in
Joe,
CTE.
Do you have a website or an area people go to find out about you, your work, books,
Joseph,
articles?
JosephMaroon.com. Is a website that has a lot of talks and papers and things that we've done in the past in this field.
Okay. And it's fantastic to see again that you're still so involved in so many of these important areas. I knew the time was going to fly by with you. And of course, we'll definitely have you back with some of our other friends from the Aviv clinics in Israel. This whole, again, concussion challenge. Regarding so many different areas, as well as the high performance and the only two things everybody cares about, which is one, can you prevent injury? And two, can you enhance performance? Dr. Joe Maroon, give me the website again, Dr. Joe.
JosephMaroon.com.
JosephMaroon.com. Thank you so much. Hold on, Joe. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome Brian McNally. He's an entrepreneur, author, speaker, and a business life coach who I think recently, we'll have to ask him, competed in an MMA contest. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
Great. Give us some background on yourself as an entrepreneur and business life coach.
Yeah, so it's kind of born out of my life story where, you know, like a lot of guys, I fell into the trap of just drifting through life, right? Had what I thought was a decent job and, you know, an okay home and those kind of things, but really wasn't fulfilled, and decided to take control of my life and took the leap into entrepreneurship. And not only did that, but really took control of my physical health and my relationships and just accountability for success in my life. And that had a complete 180. Took the business from zero to $50 million in 7 years and an exit. Got my health in great shape and even recently competed in a MMA fight at 43.
Right, man. That's good. You got to be a good athlete. What's interesting, Brian, is I call it the mental game, where I have featured for, you know, I'm celebrating my 45th year on live radio somehow, give or take a few weeks. And whether I would have on sports psychologists or psychotherapists or personal trainers, a few months ago we had on a Tao therapist talking about the principles of the Tao from 2,500 years ago that made as much sense today in sports medicine or not as it did then. What a big deal the mental game has become. And on the Sports Doctor, I pay a lot of attention to that when you're talking about, again, so many different aspects of whether you want to call it resilience, whether you can actually train these systems. I think that's where the whole world of life coaching, as I've experienced it, has really come into fruition, which is the idea that, hey, you know, you can really make a difference here if you have the right frame mind combination. And it's interesting because, again, I featured holistic medicine, Eastern medicine for decades. And only recently did we start seeing the word, you know, biohack. People were going, what? What biohack mean? And it's lifestyle and functional medicine. The idea of, you know, taking control of, like you said, mentally, physically, nutritionally, and physical activity is a big, big part of it. We stress a lot of that on the Sports Doctor. What is the some of the different important interests that you're involved with as a business and life coach?
Yeah, so a lot of what you're talking about, that mental framework is hugely important. I'm trying to get entrepreneurs to recognize that this race to the almighty dollar isn't everything. And I think far too many people are leaving their health and their relationships in the wake of that pursuit. And
I
was one of them. Right. And so I'm trying to, my goal is to help people get aligned, what will bring them true purpose in life. And for me, physical health is a foundational element of that. I think you can't, if, you know, it's hard to train the mind if your body isn't physically right either.
Well, it's interesting, you know, I'm in the middle of a challenge as we speak in the world of type 2 diabetes and getting together with other experts in order to try to make a difference. You know, diabetes, which is a scourge, it's dramatic. And every time I have on an expert in any of these different areas of good health, whether it's the super seniors or the youth sports world, everybody rolls their eyes. At best, we're treading water. We're really with a problem involving the whole obesity. And I featured childhood obesity, gosh, for 30 years on the Sports Doctor. And the idea that the physical side of exercise has to really, really be stressed, the earlier the better, and it's a real challenge. So is the nutritional side, besides preventing some of these areas. And I would imagine, again, these A1 personalities in business, this is a big market now, isn't it, life coaching?
It is. And you touch on childhood obesity. I'm a big believer in caught, not taught. And, you know, that goes for your team in business, but also for your family at home. And if you're neglecting your health, your children will see what you do, right? And so you can tell them to eat right and try and do those things. It's really hard if they're watching you not live it. And so a big part of my framework that I teach people is to start really small. Start so simple that you can't mess it up, but create a habit and create some consistency. Over time, you can change your identity. And as you start to have that new identity, you'll really start to honor the commitment you make to yourself. It's the new year,
and I'll
right?
Tell
everyone
you,
probably
I'll
made
tell
that
you,
health
Brian.
Commitment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, I make a big deal about what I call the new medicine, Brian, which is very, very simple. And the new medicine is, number one, eat smarter. And we can talk 5 shows about what eat smarter means, but everybody knows what it means. And number 2 is keep moving. Again, you've got 100 choices. You want to do yoga, you want to go to the gym, you want to be a runner, keep moving. Number 3, another big one, reduce stress. Exactly what we're talking about. When it comes to burning the candle on 12 different ends like we're doing, the idea that health and wellness has so much to do with the right mixtures, but very, very simple, if we can keep it simple in a lot of ways, which is, again, to understand how these different parts are a very, very big deal. And, you know, when you woke up, you know, doing an MMA contest in your 40s, good luck to you. Right?
Yep.
How'd you do, man?
And I won a second round TKO.
Wow. You know, the unbelievable. You introduce it to the first guest and worry about, hey, whether or not we had a concussion here or not, you know, in that regard. Brian, what's the best site people can go to about find out about you and your work?
On social media, Instagram, the Brian McNally, but really my website, BrianMcNally.com. You can find everything about me there. I would love for people to get in touch with me. Working on a book that should be coming out a little bit in a few months here, later this summer, and we have a way you can sign up for the pre-launch on that.
What's the title of your new book?
Well, it's a radio show, but it's called F Average.
Okay. And, you know, Brian, everybody, is part of this super group called That One. My first guest from That One was one of their co-founders, C-Rock, Mike Sciarocco, and this tremendous collection of individuals and so much in the podcast world. Are you involved in the podcast world at all, Brian?
I am. Yeah, I've done about 15 or so now, and I'm on the roster to do plenty more.
Great. Well, you'll let me know when you want to visit from the Sports Doctor. I do a lot of drop-ins. In various podcasts, we were talking about whatever the questions happen to be, whether we're talking about your son or daughter who's an athlete or your mom or dad who's an athlete. And the pandemic, everybody, if you have your pencil out, of youth sports and super senior sports overuse injuries. And many of them are foot-related, where we talk about so many different areas where we want to be able to educate the population. And this exploded. I wrote an article, Brian, in 2020 called Pickleball is Physical. Now, if you remember back then, no one knew how to spell pickleball, let alone what it was. And we started seeing so many seniors starting to play. So many of them weren't in shape, and the injuries came out of the woodwork involving that whole, again, other physical side in the importance of what's your program involving, what you're up to physically?
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned pickleball. My dad is, you know, the early 70s, and he was talking about doing that and some other things, and I kind of gave him that look. Like, hey, there's a bit of a mental game there. You have to recognize your limitations. He still thinks he's
23. I got a message from the sports doctor for your dad. You ready, Brian? Okay,
yeah.
Number one, and for any of your people, whatever their sport is, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your sport is. Number two, work balance. A million different ways you can work balance. And when you're ready, maybe bounce it off a physical therapist and you could show up on the pickleball court. But I guess your dad, I wanted to add that that's exactly a great example. In the world of tennis, Brian, most people in the 70s who played tennis played it since they were 12. Pickleball was so brand new, and you know the motions necessary. So hopefully you'll be training your dad. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm working with it on it. Well, I'm training the mental to remind him that he's not 23 anymore. And that's
I
a natural thing.
You.
We all think we still have what we used to. From my training perspective, I will tell you, you'll like this. When I first started training for the fight, I actually ended up having a lot of injuries, MCL injuries, ACL, multiple things. I overdid it. I really wasn't actually able to make it into the cage until I got with a trainer who helped me with a lot of things you're talking about. Balance, flexibility, you know, not just these this 100% go mentality. A
well,
lot
the
of,
terrible
a lot
twos,
of recovery work.
Yes, the terrible twos, as I call it, which is either doing too much, being too aggressive, overdoing it, exactly like what you're talking about, has what's called so much burnout in sports or activity. You know, 20 years ago, I had people from Little League on the show, and they were talking about what's going on. 40% of these kids are not coming back. And what they found out was he had too much pressure, overzealous parents. We all know those stories in so many different ways. So a lot of times it's, again, it's too much, too aggressive. And every sports parent out there, besides buying my book, Sports Parent, can learn the fact of, again, the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who shared my radio show in the 90s, Brian, he said, for parents of young athletes, number one, don't be a critic. And number two, be a good listener. Be able to pay attention to how your son or daughter is experiencing the sport. And that's no difference, I guess, if when you're talking about, again, the activities of some of your clients when you must be making all sorts of recommendations in the so-called stick with it and don't overdo it area like you did, right?
100%, yeah. And I'm a youth sports coach myself and just intramural kind of stuff, but it's sad to see how some of these parents behave and they're pushing
what
kids at a really young age. Soccer.
What sport? Okay, yes. Soccer's famous for putting kids in cleats at 6 years old when the biggest growth center in the heel is right on the bottom of the heel. But it's been a sport we've been involved with for a million years. And again, you know, the ideals of that it's still fun. Now, the more talented your son or daughter is, of course, the more the pressure rises. And this is why we would see that half these kids we would see are taking over-the-counter medicines because this hurts, that hurts, this hurts. So this is where we try to help educate in that, you know, part of your world as a youth coach. These are the things that we would really, really be talking about, as well as things like stick with it and, you know, be a good teammate and some of these other things that we've seen evolve over the years, you know, whether you're 13 or 83. And I want to talk more about that and some of your participation, how you got ready maybe for that MMA. When we come back, we're talking with Brian McNally, entrepreneur, author, speaker, business life coach. Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking to Brian McNally. He's an entrepreneur, author, speaker in the world of the mental game, a business life coach. And right before the break, we were talking about he's a sports parent. How old are your kids who play soccer, Brian?
My son who plays soccer is 9.
Okay. And are you the coach?
Not this season, but yeah, the last few years I've been a coach.
Okay. So again, the principles again that we're talking about, where I've had people on from everywhere forever in that whole world of youth sports, like we talked about, the example I was using about Little League, just overuse in so many different areas, and the fact that there's so much a better way regarding the areas of youth sports, and that the mental attitude becomes a very, very big deal, as it is for parents to be good communicators with their coach and or with their kids so that it's a positive experience. How you doing, Brian? How's your sports psychology skills?
I think they're strong. You know, there's so much from business that I was able to bring to the field for the kids.
Imagine.
It's all just a giant team sport, right? And one of the things I look for in business is collective resiliency. And sometimes on the field
term.
It's tough when you have a – say that again?
That was an interesting term. I like that, collective
resiliency. Yeah, the idea of being that we rise and fall as a team. How do we come back from the challenges that we face? And all too often when you have an individual parent pushing an individual child too hard on the field, they break down when things don't go well for them. And they don't really see how it impacts the broader team, right?
So I'll tell you a quick story, Brian, about that very topic. I've just finished celebrating the 15th year since the young kid who grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek, I put orthotics in his skates, became the Olympic gold medalist in 2010. I can't believe it's 15 years ago. And after the Olympics, I had his mom on the show, and I said to her, Tanya, how did you know that it was your son's goal, not yours? How do you know you weren't over pushing them? A great topic we always talked about. She said, you know, Dr. Bob, every morning we had ice time at 6:15. The kid was in the car with his gloves on. I didn't have to wake him up. And I said, that's the best answer I ever heard. But this is a big problem, again, when you're talking traveling teams and club teams where there's even more pressure on these kids. You know, what do you mean you didn't lose those 10 pounds? So we make a big deal out of the kind of education in those areas. And I would imagine, again, that what are the age groups that you deal with in your world? Is it young adults, older adults?
From the coaching perspective or the kids?
From your life coaching.
Oh, it's typically 35 to 55.
What's the percentage male to female, roughly?
80% male for me. That's my kind of my demographic that I lean into.
Okay. And again, you know, the idea of a business and or life coach a couple of decades ago didn't exist. And it's very interesting to see how it's been received. I think overall, very, very well. Some of my most talented guests in various areas of all these things we're talking about, whether it was dealing with the best athletes in the country as a 10-year-old, or it was about getting your father in the 70s safely on the pickleball court. And matter of fact, I'll send you the pickleball article. You could share it with your dad. if he's still interested. What are some of the different businesses that you deal with? What are some of the bullet points in your upcoming book that you want to stress?
Well, you know, people talk about balance, right? And I think I'd like to think of it more as integration. So I look to create a plan for your life, a North Star vision for what you want it to look like across the areas of wealth, wellness, and well-being. Wealth being time, finances, and relationships. Wellness being your mental and physical vitality. And well-being being your spiritual alignment and your overall fulfillment with your life. And so I have a simple framework. I try and keep it simple. Dream, design, do. So if you buy the book, you'll come through. And it's what I do in my coaching programs. I help people evaluate what these goals are for their life in all these different areas. We come up with a dream for what that looks like.
How have you found your relationships with the medical and or professional world when you're dealing with these particular areas? For instance, in psychologists or psychiatrists, school nurses, or whatever it happens to be. It seems that, again, the coaching has been well accepted as being part of the group of all these mental professionals. What's been your experience, Brian?
I think it's well received, you know, and I don't purport myself to be one. I speak from experience and things that have worked for me. And, you know, people can draw from that and they find value in learning from the lessons that I've lived, and it can bring value for them. I think most people accept that. I think the key is going into it with humility. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. And I think the medical professionals appreciate that.
What's your future with the any more MMA plans in the future?
No, I don't think so. I might have one more under my belt if I get the right opponent, but it's not a major goal. The fight I would do tomorrow, the training for the fight and everything that goes into it and the sacrifices that go into that for months on end, just from a lifestyle perspective, I'm just on to other passions. I continue to train, do jiu-jitsu, MMA for sure, but a full-on fight camp at what will be 44 by that time, probably not something
right.
I want to continue.
I had live from Brazil a few weeks ago, I had a jiu-jitsu specialist who also was involved in so many different areas. Again, I think he might have been part of that one group. I can't even remember. But again, you know, the martial arts have always been something of fascination, where we would talk about somebody who could jump 10 feet in the air, come down, land softly, kick you three times on the way up and twice on the way down. I was a very, very rusty brown belt a million moons ago, Brian.
Jiu-jitsu is a practice I will continue for a very long time. Yeah, I'm going to continue jiu-jitsu for a long time, but the full-on cage fighting is something I'm going to slow down on.
Yes, but again, now jiu-jitsu is barefoot, isn't it, for the most part?
Yes.
Yes. This is where, again, the training. Take a look at what's called the sand dune stepper. Used to be one of my supporters on the show for years. Sand dunes simulates being on the beach, works all the gripping forces of the feet. It's an incredible piece of equipment. It's part of the kind of balance training we try to pay big attention to. If you came into our clinics in the late 70s, 80s to the famous Bob Guida, you would have seen every athlete in the joint was balancing on a mini trampoline. He was paying so much attention to that side, especially the barefoot athletes, where we would see, again, a lot of times it was neglected. So that's the pearl I'm going to leave you as a sports parent in that regard. A life coach, which is again in the physical program, to pay attention to balance and the world of the martial arts, which is so much mental, isn't it? The mind of water, if I remember, was that Bruce Lee?
Be Like Water. Yeah, Bruce Lee.
Yeah. And again, that whole idea of, again, the mental side of even a and mind-body, again, it's a great example. You're a great example. The mind-body combination, Brian, has exploded in the past decade or two, involving so much of what the life coaching world encompasses, wouldn't you say?
100%. Can't have one without the other.
And that's why we try to pay big attention to the, these areas of the new medicine, involving, again, paying attention to nutrition and moving, anti-stress. Brian, give us again the place people go to find out more about you and your great work.
BrianMcNally.com. That's Brian with an I.
Brian with an I, McNally.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Hold on. Quickly, everybody. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment, everybody. The Sports Doctors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio. Or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob Wisdom to the mix. Add an email or two if we have time. Fantastic guest coming up. Sean Swammer is a guy who I think beat cancer twice, has climbed every mountain, including Mount Everest, has competed in who knows how many different marathons different areas. He's got quite a story. He'll be joining me, and then we're going to have coming back Linda Hollander. Linda, who's the concierge of sponsorship, whether it's the Super Bowl or whether it's any kind of sponsorship and the helpful creation of the ability to even find them, get them, work with them. So we're looking forward to Linda coming back the following week. Susan Ivitz, she's a neuroscientist. This whole area, whether you're talking hand-eye coordination, the whole mental game, she comes from quite a background in these particular areas, whether she was a hostage negotiator and other topics, again, involving the mental game. Following week, again, a little bit more of the mental game. Beth Capecchi joined me, or I joined her on her podcast. I think it was last month. We were talking about Doctors Always Right, all sorts of aspects of the parent, or rather patient-doctor relationship as it pertains to so many different areas of life, either physically or mentally, and shared some stories from the sports doctor in that whole particular area. Dr. Bob Wisdom, you know, I've had an interesting grouping of guests and more of them upcoming in this That THAT number one super podcast group. More than everybody who's just our top tier podcasters, he's got business individuals, entrepreneurs, authors, others who participate in this group. Matter of fact, he joined me in November as my first guest from the That One group. Today, I had another one. Last week, we had one or two, again, in all sorts of different areas of the mental game, sports psychology, health and wellness, the new topics of biohacking. Last week, we featured the Lollies, Anthony and Therese, who are the founders of the Biohacking Media, which is a group that's involved in the entertainment world, in the documentary world, and so education world, all about the biohacking, lifestyle medicine, nutrition, exercise. Again, in the area that I've been spending time with, type 2 juvenile diabetes, again, the importance of these lifestyle changes, the earlier the better. Childhood obesity. My listeners know I've been talking about childhood obesity for easy 30 years, give or take a few weeks, and how important it is that we face this head on. And one of the exciting things that I'm going to be continuing to do is feature radio guests and be putting together with some of my professional colleagues, whether it includes also Rich Dubin, a lower extremity review, includes Dr. Larry Rubin, the founder of LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Protection, and all sorts of other experts in so many different areas of the diabetes scourge and the fact that diabetes now is a nightmare for adolescents. The type 1 diabetics that involve insulin injections that are since birth, and that is a different category. We're talking about acquired diabetes, what used to be called adult onset diabetes before whatever it was, 20 years ago, somewhere in that area, they had to change it to type 2 to juvenile be included because there was an explosion of kids. We want to make a difference on the sports doctor and the addition of so many different experts, everybody on deck in order to make a difference in that area. Email. Phil said, you mentioned various times in the past being fit properly, how important it was. You know something, Phil? Great question. Probably 40% of the population in all areas, male, female, adult, kids, are not fit properly. You have many instances. Most of the time, it's a width concern, but it also includes length, proper fit, especially when people order online. They don't necessarily try the shoes on. And I would tell every adult with a young athlete, number one, you want to buy shoes that are oriented for the sport and for yourself also. And number two, you want to be fit properly. Usually, again, the foot stores, the running shoe stores, walking shoe stores are the best place to make sure that you are being fit properly. And we want to be able to pay big attention to that. Steve says, you know, again, I've heard again, you talk about your two pearls. You mentioned it today. Hey, Steve, strengthening feet and ankles and working balance. And I'm a coach of a league here in Phoenix, and the kids are anywhere from 12 to 15 years old. Yes, 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 Steve. We want to include those two exercise concepts, not to replace anything, but in addition. ankles continue to be the most injured area. And many times we see that there's no attention to strengthening the ankle unless someone is injured post-injury. We want to make it a point to proactively strengthen feet and ankles, no matter how old your son or daughter is, or you, or no matter what your sport is, no matter what your level is, whether you're an Olympian or you're a nine-year-old figure skater. You can use rubber bands and tremendous value. You know, the great Jack Mullane, who has been so excitedly celebrated in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, of which I'm a 2018 inductee, you know, I talked about rubber band resistance in the 50s, and the late, great Bob Guider, my colleague for four decades, made such a big deal out of rubber band resistance. We'll talk more about it in the future. Happy New Year, everybody. That's right. The first one, Happy New Year. Thanks to our friends at BBS and Sports Doc. See ya.